Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Well, we have grim news this morning. Tragedy struck yesterday, early morning, about daylight in Salem, as firefighters responded to a structure fire at 115 Ferris Street. Salem Fire was dispatched around 5:25 a.m. to reports of smoke filling a single-family home. Now, firemen arrived within 6 minutes and discovered one person trapped inside the lower level of the residence. Firefighters were met with heavy flames, but they were able to get in and recover the man, who was taken outside and treated by Livingston County EMS. Sadly, he passed away, and that individual has been identified as former Salem Mayor Rail Peck. He served two terms as mayor down in Salem, and you know, many prayers and condolences out for that family as they try to deal with this loss. Daniel Newcomb, the Salem Fire and Rescue Chief, extended his condolences to the Peck family, saying, "Our hearts go out to Rail's wife and loved ones during this difficult time." Now, Rail's wife was also at the home, but she was able to escape, fortunately. Gary Damron, the current mayor of Salem, said that he was just heartbroken over this. He served under Peck when he was a city council member and Mayor Pro Tem while Peck was the mayor down there. You know, he said Peck loved Salem and loved Livingston County and the entire region, and said his contributions and influences on that community will be sorely missed.
This morning's podcast brought to you in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions,
located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Crittenden County School District recently wrapped up its annual Parent Experience Survey. More than 220 parents and or guardians took part, marking a 25% increase from 2023, the last time such a survey was conducted. It was done in partnership with the Struder Group. The survey helps assess strengths and pinpoint areas for improvement in the school district. Officials say the feedback is invaluable as it plans for the future. Parents gave high marks for cleanliness, student respect, and school safety, but communication between parents and staff emerged as an area needing improvement. Many of the parents want more positive updates on their child's progress, better consistency in rule enforcement, and more transparency in decision making at the school district. Open-ended responses praised communication tools like Parent Square, Parent Portal, as well as teacher dedication. However, some parents voiced concerns about too much reliance on the Chromebooks, a need for more challenging coursework, and there were some mixed reviews about school lunches, although people did like the fresh fruit and vegetables. The district says it's listening and is already working on an action plan to address the concerns and enhance the learning experience. Now, most of you probably have heard, it's been on state and national news. Senator Mitch McConnell announced yesterday that he will not be seeking re-election in 2026, ending a decades-long career as a Republican power broker. The longest-serving Senate party leader, McConnell, now 83, informed the Associated Press and others yesterday, just ahead of a Senate floor speech where he made that announcement personally. He was first elected to the Senate in 1984 and has played a pivotal role in shaping the Supreme Court and major legislation over the past 40 plus years. McConnell's replacement will be determined through a primary and general election process next year, and already former gubernatorial candidate and former Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a Republican, has already declared his candidacy for that seat. And just a reminder, as reported earlier, and it was also outlined in an article on the front page of the Crittenden Press this week, but the newspaper will go up in price beginning in March. We are having to double the price, basically, from $1 to $2 for the single copy that you will pick up at newsstands. Now, that's in line with all the other weekly newspapers in the area. Quite frankly, we think we do a better job. If you've seen any of the other ones, we have much, much more local news. And we do hate to put that burden on you now as everything else is going up. But in order for us to remain in business, we have to make smart business decisions. This will be the first price increase in almost 20 years, however, for single copies of the Crittenden Press. Several local students were recognized for academic honors by West Kentucky Community and Technical College. I want to give you a rundown here of some of the folks around the community who were honored by WKCTC. And those are President Honors, Hannah Grace Fawn, Ava Henry, Gianna Nicole Sizemore, Emma Marie Stoner, Alexis Tolley, Adam Beavers, Connie Kaler, Candice Draper, Michael Kirk, Matthew Nesbitt, Amber Smiley, Nicole Tabor, Elle Wallace, and Kelly Westmoreland. Then on the Dean's List, you can find Elizabeth Campbell, Elena Driver, Kakoa Kuamu, Rayleigh Robinson, Stephanie Camp, Jennifer Daugherty, Ellie Guess, and Carly Tyree. Now you can get the full list of all the area presidents and deans list honorees in this week's Crittenden Press, so you can find all the students from Lyon, Livingston, and Caldwell County who were named to that list. And in outdoors today, we'll give you a little hint about why you may be seeing more and more coyotes on the landscape now and over the next few weeks. Part of it's weather, but also it's mating season. So these creatures are moving around across the landscape, seeking mates, establishing new territories. And later this spring, these family units will be raising pups. So sightings are on the increase. And although coyotes are naturally shy and prefer to avoid humans, the winter weather we've been having and the mating season are certainly drawing them out from hiding places more regularly. What really brought this to my attention was a couple of days ago when this snow was first hitting the area. I was driving into town and saw a coyote cross right in front of my pickup truck just south of Par 4 Plastics there, just right on the edge of town. So these guys, they're all over. They're in the city. They're out in the county. And you typically do not see them until this mating season. And, of course, while they're out hunting for food in this difficult time for all animals. But I will remind you that coyote hunting season is still open. And, in fact, you can hunt at night from now until March 31st. You need to see the regulations in the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources hunting guide to make sure you follow all the right rules, but you can hunt them at night with a light through the end of next month. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. So I have with me now Lady Rocket Coach Shannon Hodge. Coach Hodge, the weather has kind of knocked us out of some basketball here at a crucial time. Playoffs start on Monday, so what's going on this week with Lady Rocket basketball?
Yeah, you know, it is unfortunate that the weather came when it did. First the rain and then the snow. But, you know, everybody's in the same boat, I think, that it's in the district. So we're all scrapping right now to get in the gym and get some practice in. We had tried to get a game for tonight. McLean County was unable to travel, and I called Hopkinsville, but they had already rescheduled with someone else. So I just decided, you know what, let's just get back in the gym and shoot the ball a bunch and get up and down and try to prepare for the district tournament. Mm-hmm. So the next team that's on our mind is Trigg County. We'll play them on Monday night at 6 o'clock at their place. You know, we've beaten them twice, but Trigg at Trigg is never an easy game. So we're going to have to be on our A game. Hopefully by that point, we will be overly hungry to play. And, you know, we're excited because we have Elliot back out on the floor. She's been practicing the last couple times we've been able to get in. So she should be able to go. And, you know, we'll just look at it as a clean start, as everybody should be this time of year, because regular season's over and everybody starts at 0-0 again on Monday night. Mm-hmm.
And your Lady Rockets have 19 victories and won the RPI rating in the 5th District, so you have the top seed in this tournament. And then Livingston Central will play Lyon County in that nightcap on Monday. Then the boys turn around. 5th District tournament starts on Tuesday, and Crittenden County will take on Lyon County, the number one seed in that. And then Trigg and Livingston will play the nightcap as the number two and three seeds. Again, that's on Tuesday night. And all the 5th District is down at Trigg County. And then the region comes around right after that, Coach Hodge, and it's going to be at Christian County. You got any ideas of what that is going to shape up to be? I mean, I assume we expect to be there.
Well, we fully expect to be there, but, you know, we don't take anything for granted. You know, like I said, we've got to go ready to play on Monday night to play Trigg County on their home floor, and they're not going to just give it to us, that's for sure. And then, you know, one of our goals early in the year was to win the 5th District tournament. And so we'll have that if we win Monday night on Thursday night against either Lyon or Livingston, and both are extremely worthy opponents. And we know we'll have our work cut out for us there as well. But as far as the region goes, you know, we'll be excited to be able to be in it. We'd like to go in as a winner, obviously. But, you know, there's going to be 8 very capable teams there, and we just hope that playing there this year, we played Christian at Christian, will give us some familiarity with that floor. And if we had gotten to finish our season, we would have played everybody in the region at least once, I think, except Fort Campbell. And so we always feel like if we get out there and rub elbows with somebody one time, then we're more prepared the next time to play them. And so that was the idea. But, you know, it just comes down to do the things that you've worked on since this time last year, do they all culminate and you be at your best at this time? And that's what we hope for. And, you know, that's what we'll be preparing for. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for some of the observers who really keep track of Lady Rocket basketball, it's been a little bit, I guess, disappointing the last two weeks or so, because this team was tracking to perhaps be the winningest team you ever had in 30 plus years. And then injuries and some unfortunate weather has just kind of taken a big slice out of that opportunity. But you still you had a great run so far. You won the region in the All-A and got to the Final Four of that, and now here you go into the postseason. So good luck, and we'll talk to you a little later, probably next week. We can catch up with you again, if you don't mind, after we hopefully win that crown down at Trigg County District Tournament.
Sure, that would be great. You know, basketball is such a great teacher of life, and we always talk about controlling things you can control, and you know, unfortunately, the weather is not something we can control. And then you also have to deal with adversity, you know, and having injuries, you know, and some just nagging things that have kind of bothered us of late is unfortunate as well. But you know, in life, you're going to have those things, and you just have to deal with them and overcome them to the best of your ability, and that's what. You know, what we have worked hard to do, and hopefully we'll be back at, you know, on pace and be ready to play our best basketball of the year next week.
All right, Coach Hodge, thank you.
Thank you.
And to wrap things up in college basketball, the number 17 Kentucky Wildcats will be at Alabama tomorrow. That's Saturday. That's a 5 p.m. start. And just kind of take a look back here. For those of you who didn't watch the game against Vanderbilt on Wednesday night, the Cats won that game 82-61. And Travis Perry got his first start at Rupp Arena. He had actually started the game before that at Texas, but this was his first start in Kentucky, his home state. And he played 26 minutes at point guard, scored 6 points, had a rebound, and 2 assists. And that's going to wrap it up for today. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy some warmer weather, hopefully, on the horizon. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.